You know, and Brother Rick asked me to sing this particular song today. Last week I was, well, not, I was looking through the TV, flipped over and they were driving the nails in Jesus' hands. I've seen a lot of versions of that, and this was so real.
Yeah, you led to that.
And it was just so real. And they drove the nails through his hand. When they stood that cross up and it fell in that hole, and it jarred him, I just cried. I cried like a baby.
With no other way for it to be.
And then he said, raised his head and says, forgive him.
That's right. Amen. Only he could do it.
Just think what kind of a man it took. He's just like me and you. He felt pain.
That's true. Sure.
He bled just like we bleed.
Had to be.
And to think that he could ask for forgiveness for us after being treated like that.
Thank you.
We have an awesome God.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, brother. Sometimes McCamish, I think, used to sing it, and
Do you know how it feels? And I'm glad, some things I don't know how it feels, but I'm glad I do know how it feels to be saved. All right, let's take our Bibles this morning. We hope you brought one with you today to church. And turn to Matthew's Gospel this morning, the 26th chapter this morning of the book of Matthew, Matthew 26. And we're going to read just three verses today, verse 14, 15, and verse 16 this morning. And we're going to read the verse 15 together this morning, as we usual custom is. Most of the time we read one verse together, and we do this so that you can actually read the text verse, and that the words are actually spoken by you. And we hope that they get in your spirit and heart and mind this morning. Verse 14, then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest. We'll read verse 15 together. And they said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Thank you. You may be seated this morning. Lord, we spent the morning thanking you, Lord, for things that you've done for us this week, and not only this week, but in our lifetime. And Lord, we come this morning to focus upon these three verses. I pray the Holy Spirit of God would help us today, that we might be able to, Lord, to break these verses down and get what God wants us to get out of them this morning. We do pray for the lost, Lord, today. We'd love to see 10 saved. But we'd rejoice if one got saved within this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that the heaven would do likewise, because it says there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God if just one sinner gets saved. Lord, we ask you this morning to be our helper. And Lord, we ask you today to touch our spirit, our heart, and to touch us all together, Lord, this morning, and do something for us as each one of us has a need. We'll be thankful, Lord, for these things. We ask them because of Jesus Christ, and through his blood we pray. Yeah. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
When you study, as we are going to do here, when you study the cross and Calvary and the crucifixion, you'll find that there's a lot of talk that goes on during that time as Jesus makes his way to the cross, and it kind of starts there in the garden and then goes all the way through until the crucifixion day. You'll find that there's a lot of talk that took place around the cross. On the way to the cross, there was talk. Upon the cross, there was talk that went on. And around the cross, there was talk that went on. Now, in our text today is a question that's asked on the way to the cross. And it is words that we might hear every day. We might hear these words every day. And they're the words that's found in verse 15, where it says, what will you give me?
Right.
What will you give me?
Right.
Now, we would think nothing about those words if we heard them said on a car lot. Maybe two men talking about making a trade, and one of them might say, what would you give me? We would think nothing about it at a common auction or at a yard sale, when someone might pick up a plate and might say, what would you give me? But they take on special meaning where that we find them today, because they're said on the way to Calvary.
Yeah.
And they're said about Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the question is asked, what will you give me?
Right.
Now, I don't know if you've ever... if you ever asked anybody, I don't know if you've ever asked anybody, what would you give me for Jesus out of my life? I don't know, probably not. But I'm sure that the devil, if you're a Christian, the devil has approached you and said, what would you take for it?
Yeah.
Right.
What would you take for it?
Bless him, Lord.
Of course, my mind's been on the sermon and thinking about the sermon, but I pulled up for prayer last night. I was sitting here before anybody else got here, and I was looking at a little plot we've got here, and the buildings God
bless
him, and it seemed I could almost hear the devil say, what would you take for it all? Well, it's not mine. the ministry that God has given us a part of. I believe the devil would be interested in purchasing this ministry all your Christian life. I believe the devil might come to you and he might say, what would you take for it all? What would you take? Well, we look here, and you know the old saying is, I've had people say it to me, what do you take for that car? What do you take for that gun? What do you take for that? Oh, I don't want to sell it. And they'll say, oh, every man has a price. Every man has a price. Well, in the line of the Word of God, that's not true.
Right.
You'll find in 1 Kings 21, the Bible said there was a man there by the name of Nabal, good man, a godly man. And he didn't have much, just had a little vineyard. But the thing about it was that God gave it to him. And you see, whatever God's gave you, the devil would like to buy it from you. Ahab came and Ahab asked Naboth, he said, I'll trade you one bigger, better location, better land. I'll trade you one better than this. And Naboth, in so many words, said, it's not for sale. Of course, Ahab took it, but Naboth wouldn't sell it. And then what of Job? You know, the devil said, Job's got a price. You just take away your protection from him, and you'll find out Job will curse you. Just like other men do. But Job, he wasn't for sale. What about Daniel? A young man in Daniel, they said Daniel drank the wine. Daniel ate the king's meat. Daniel said no. He said, I purposed in my heart that I will not defile myself with the king's meat. Daniel had no price. And what's to be said of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that would not bow, that would not bend, that would not break. And the king said in so many words, what's your price? And they said, we don't have one. He said, I'll throw you in that fire. They said, well, if you do, our God is able to give us any. But whether he does or whether he don't, we're not for sale. So there is people that does not have a price. There is things in their life that nothing can buy because of how much it means to them. Amen. But here in our text today, we have here that question sends chills up you when you read it. What will you give me for him? What will you give me for Jesus Christ? Well, we want to look here this morning. I want to look at just three things today in my text here in these three verses, three things. And first of all, I want us to look at the seller. The seller. The Bible said in verse 14, then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, he went unto the chief priest. Now, the seller is a disciple.
Right.
The seller is a disciple.
Right.
Now, that should ring an alarm in my soul and your soul, because this is a learner of Christ. This is one that has walked with the Lord for nearly now 3.5 years. And we know all about Judas, and I know we realize that Jesus chose him. He said in John 15, he said there, think down about verse 12, and he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Amen.
Jesus chose him. And I know what your question is to me right now as you look up here with a big question mark in your mind. And you say, Brother Rick, why did Jesus choose Judas? And I'll answer you as sometimes my custom is. I'll answer you with a question as you ask me a question. And my question to you is this. Why did he choose you? And why did he choose me? Because you see, we were all lost and undone without God or Son. And we all had the potential to be Judas.
Yeah,
we all had the potential and do have the potential of selling him out this morning. Amen. But I want you to know this morning that the question here this morning is, what will you give me for him? And Judas is the seller.
Right. Amen.
He's the seller.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, let me say this in all truthfulness and fairness this morning, that Judas was a disciple.
Right.
A learner of Christ.
Right. Amen.
But Brother Steve, he was an unsaved disciple.
Amen.
He was an unsaved disciple.
Amen.
And I know there's people and denominations that teach that Judas was one of them and a saved man. But I do not see how they can know the Bible and read the Bible and believe the Bible and ever think that Judas was saved. You say, Brother Rick, how could Judas be a disciple and not be saved? How could people be a church member and not be saved? But it happens every day, my friend. And we look here, and I want to give you from the Word of God why that I know that Judas was not saved. If you look in John 6 this morning, Jesus is speaking here, and some hard sayings and some hard words. And verse 60 said that because the preaching was so hard, that many of them turned and walked no more with him from that day. But the Bible said in verse 64, but Jesus said, but there are some of you that believe not.
Yeah.
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. And notice this, and who should betray him. Brother Jerry, that's plain for me to see. That Judas did not believe. The last time I checked, that's how you get to be a Christian, is by believing. The Bible said in Romans 10 and verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
You tell me, my friend, how that you can be a Christian and not believe. There is no such thing as an unbelieving Christian. There is no such thing. You say, well, you learn about Christ. You can learn about Christ and still not believe. The colleges are full of them.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And verse 70 said, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12?
Oh, man.
And one of you is a devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. I know some Baptist devils.
Yeah.
I met some Methodist devils.
Yeah, they'll tear it down. Amen.
But there's a little deeper meaning here than somebody just being a mean person or a person that's no good. Amen. I want you to know this morning that Judas did not believe. The Bible said that jailer came running to Paul and Silas and he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That was a long time ago, my friend. But if you come running to this preacher this morning and you say, what must I do to be saved? I say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
An unsaved seller. He was an upset seller.
Try.
Yeah.
Look at John 12. John 12. The Bible said in verse 1, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead, and they made him a supper, and Martha served. You see, after the resurrection, there was a supper.
Amen.
You think about that, that'll soak in.
Yeah. Got one.
You say, when's supper time? It's always been at night at my house.
Yeah, right.
I know they got brunch and all these other names. But back where I come from, it was breakfast, dinner, and supper. Amen. Anything in between was a snack.
Amen.
Breakfast was in the morning, but supper time came at night. Amen. I tell you, praise God, one of these days, the night is far spent. Yeah. He's going to come. We're going to raise them from the dead, and we're going home.
Amen.
The supper of the Lamb. But they said,
bless him, Lord.
It took Mary. Pound of ornament of spinard, very costly, anointed feet of Jesus. Wiped his feet with her hair.
Yeah.
The house was filled with the odor of the ornament.
Glory.
And then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ornament sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but he himself, because he was a thief and had the bag, and bear what was put therein. And then Jesus said, let her alone.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I tell you that at that moment Judas got upset because Jesus rebuked him? But there's a deeper thing going on there.
Yeah.
I want you to know, my friend, that when he said that to Judas, when he said, you don't care about the poor, you didn't say this, care about the poor. Brother, he targeted him. He put the crosshairs. He put the scope right on Judas's problem. And Judas's problem was money. That was his problem.
Yeah.
The Bible said he carried the bag. When he got in that little group of 12 and they were elected officers, he volunteered to be the treasurer. You say, why? Because that he was interested in that money.
Yeah.
And the Bible said he was a thief from the beginning. That he was taking it out all along.
Good preaching.
Brother, when Jesus targeted in on that,
bless him, Lord.
Judas knew then that he knew. People don't like it when the Holy Ghost zeroes in on their
sin.
And they realize that he knows.
Amen.
Amen.
They say, oh, that old King James Bible, that's so archaic and out of date.
Come on, Lord.
And I'll show you where there's a problem with that King James Bible. Where's that at?
Yeah.
Over there in 1 Timothy, where the Bible says over there that the love of money is the root of all evil. I want you to know, my friend, that the root of that evil in Judas's heart was the love of money. Amen. I want you to know that he got upset. He got aggravated. Do you know when you sell things, when you get aggravated at them?
Amen.
You pull on that old lawnmower and it won't start and it won't start. And you kick it about twice and push it down to the front of the yard and put a for sale sign on it. You're aggravated at it. Amen. Tracy Cook, do you know when you sell that old coonhound? It's when he runs off for 3 days in the slick trees about 10 times and you find him and you kick him and you say, I'm selling this thing. I'm giving it to somebody. You know why? Because you're aggravated with it.
Amen.
You know when you pull that old car down in the yard, when you go to get in it for about the 10th time, I've had it. I'm going to get me another car. And you sell that thing.
Yeah.
You know when you get rid of your husband, bless, don't go back.
Thank you, man.
But people sell things when they're upset with them.
Yeah.
Judas is upset with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
You say, why? Number one, things ain't went the way he thought they ought to go.
That's right.
You see, he got hooked up with this little band because he thought Jesus was going to take over the Roman government.
Right.
And he would work his way into a place somewhere in that kingdom. Maybe the treasure be treasure.
Right.
But things ain't working out that way.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I mean, Jesus just embarrassed him in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible did say those that sin rebuke before all.
Yeah.
That others may fear.
Amen.
So Jesus was just practicing what he tells you and me to do. Amen.
Right.
But he's a disciple, but he's unsaved.
Amen.
He's a disciple, but he's upset.
Yeah.
You know, when people leave the church and walk out on the Lord, when they get upset, something didn't work out the way they thought.
Amen.
It would work out. God didn't answer their prayer the way they thought.
Yeah.
God let some tragic thing come into their life. You know, John the Baptist got his head cut off.
Right. Amen.
John could be put in that list there of people that wouldn't sell out, had no price.
Amen.
John was that kind of man.
Yeah, he was.
Amen.
But you know, John had some doubts. Now we all have doubts.
Yeah. Right.
You let me get sick. You let a financial hard time fall on me. And we'll all begin to question. We'll all begin to have doubts.
Yes.
And old John, he went to do a little inquiry. Somebody came to see him. And he said, go back and ask him if he's the one or I need to look for another one.
Right.
See, he had doubts. He wanted to be sure.
Right.
They come back and they said, John, he said today the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing, the lame are walking. And I think John stood up and said, glory to God, that's him. Go ahead and start for next. I'm ready to go. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know, listen, I bet when people get upset, they walk out on the Lord. But Jesus said concerning John the Baptist, he said, there's none greater born of a woman. And then he said, this little thing there, he said, this little beatitude that's not in the beatitudes, he said, blessed is he that is not offended in me.
Yeah.
I say, what's that mean? It means don't get upset, don't get offended. Whatever God's doing in your life,
amen.
My life, he knows what he's doing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Ain't you glad?
Amen. Yeah. The seller was unsaved. He was upset. And he was unaware. You say, what do you mean? Matthew 24 said, Jesus said, if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken into.
Amen.
In other words, if he was aware, if you were aware tonight that at 2 o'clock tonight a thief was going to break through your window, you'd probably be on the other side with a 44 12-gauge shotgun.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. You wouldn't suffer your house to be broken into.
Amen.
Right.
But thieves don't tell you when they're coming.
Right.
And you see, Judas was unaware. He knew what he was doing, but he didn't know what he was doing.
You're right.
Amen.
He did not realize the far-reaching effects of that betrayal stone he thrown into the water of humanity, of how far the ripples would go. He did not understand what he was really doing, amen.
Yeah.
The far-reaching effects of that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He may have even thought, well, I'm out now anyway. He's found me out. He knows me. He's done with me. So I'll get 30 pieces of silver. And I know he can do miracles, and so he'll do some kind of a miracle and get out of it anyway. And that'll be the end of it. You might have thought along that line.
Right.
But Jesus could have done that.
Amen.
He said, I could have called legions of angels to come down and just take me off the cross.
Yeah. Yes, he could.
But if he had, then we'd all be lost going to hell this morning.
Amen.
But he could have done it.
Right.
But it wasn't in Jesus' plans to work a miracle. You know, Herod, he said, work a miracle. I want to see a miracle. I've heard about things you've done. Do a miracle for me.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't do miracles for show.
Right. Amen.
He done miracles because they were in line with the purpose of God.
Yes. Right.
That's it.
And what he was doing. Amen.
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 He was unaware. See, most people wouldn't do what they did if they'd sat down and really thought about it.
Right.
You know, if they could have sat down and just thought the thing through about what they're going to do,
right?
Yeah.
That young girl would have never climbed in the back seat and given to that temptation of that older boy.
Bless you,
brother.
If she'd sat down and thought, well, this could end up that I might be with child.
Right.
And he may run off, and I may have to raise this kid by myself, and I'm just a kid by all himself. And if he'd sat down and thought about that, she may have never given in to that temptation.
Right. Amen.
If that drug addict could sit down.
Yeah.
Thought, man, they say if you just take one of these, you can be automatically hooked. And they thought about if they took that one and they got hooked.
Yeah.
And they were in misery. And they were doing everything, stealing, lying, doing everything they could to get money to buy a few more. They probably wouldn't have done that.
That's right.
If that person had sat down and thought about an action he's about to do, a rape or a murder or something like that, if they thought about the far-reaching effects of that, they probably would have never done it.
Man.
Amen.
But you see, the devil doesn't say, sit down and think about what you're doing.
Right.
Right.
Oh, make them all.
He moves things along fast.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
All the way down to where we went, all the way back, all over the interstate. No texting, driving. I seen a little sign down there in one of those shops. It says, "Do you love Jesus? If you want to be with Him, just keep texting.
Yeah,
you'll be with Him. Amen."
Yeah.
Young people, if they had really thought about the far-reaching effects of that, we saw a young girl there beside us as we were going in. Pigeon Forge in Sevierville, and she was, three lanes of traffic, and we looked over, Brother Mark, and this girl's texting, trying to drive, and she didn't look up for like 2 minutes. The traffic's done going on as far as from here to the door, and she's still sitting there texting. But you see, a lot of good people, a lot of young people, a lot of smart kids, they don't think about that. Right. But honey, they some of them this morning sitting in prison because they looked down for a few minutes and looked up and killed somebody.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amen, Brother Rick.
See, people don't think about what they do.
True.
Judas didn't realize what all this was going to curtail.
Yeah.
It was the seller. But then look at verse 15. The Bible said, and they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. There was the sum. The sum. Now, if we won't do it this morning, but if you were to go back into the Old Testament,
right,
you'll find out that that was the price of a slave.
Right.
That's what it took to buy a slave.
Right.
Judas sold Jesus for what a common slave would cost.
Man.
But you see, the thing about it is Judas is the one that became the slave.
Right.
Not Jesus.
Amen.
Now, did you know this was a set price? Look in Zechariah chapter 11. Look in verse 10. Zechariah 11 verse 10. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people. And it was broken in that day, and so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And I said unto them, if you think good, give me my price. If not, forbear, for they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. The Lord said unto me, cast it into the potter, a goodly price, and I was prized as of them. You see, that price was set 490 years before Judas was ever even born.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
And had Judas known his scriptures,
right?
Yeah.
A red flag may have come up when that 30 pieces of silver was spoken.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, Brother.
Did I tell you that if you knew your Bible,
come on,
that sin you're about to commit,
right,
you might not commit that sin.
Amen. In my heart,
amen. If you knew the outcome that the Word of God predicted,
right,
is a set price, 30 pieces of silver. I'm told that's $19.20 is the amount. Did you know it was a satisfactory price? For they coveted together with him for 30 pieces of silver. In other words, Judas said, I'll take 30 pieces of silver. I'll take $19.20. And they said, we'll pay it.
Right.
Be careful what you prize valuable things for to the devil.
Yeah,
he
amen.
Might just take you up on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Good preaching, brother.
Yeah.
Good preaching.
There's people in this room today, including the preacher, who have stuff that they didn't really want to say.
Yeah.
And so you just sold a high price up there. You didn't want to sell it. You just sold a high price up there. And you never dreamed they'd take it up. How about you fold it up there and they said, I'll take it.
Right.
Amen. Be careful.
That's right.
Be careful.
Amen.
Amen. What you tell the devil you take for your Christian home.
Yes. Amen.
Your Christian life.
Amen.
Amen.
Your testimony.
Amen.
Your church.
Amen.
Amen.
Because there's testimony after testimony to be found of people that pressed their soul to the devil for power and fame and fortune. And the devil said, I'll take it.
Right.
And he hurt for us. Amen. Take it.
Sold themselves to sin.
30 pieces of silver. Satisfactory price.
Yeah.
The devil said, I'll give that.
Oh,
right.
But then, such a small price. 30 pieces of silver. Would you think this morning that they pay $1 million for a basketball player?
Yeah.
They'll pay $1 million for an NBA ball player or a football player, they think don't even blink their eye at paying $1 million for somebody like that. And yet here's the Son of God, here's the Savior of the world, and he's only worth $19.20. You see, the small price, it reveals how little value,
right,
Judas placed on Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And don't look like so surprised. There's people in this room that's placed a cheaper price in that on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
He's not worth much to you. You'll set him out for about anything. You'd set him out for a ball game.
Right.
You'd set him out for a weekend or summer. You'd sell him out for about anything. He's not worth much to you. But I want you to know, listen, if you know the worth of Jesus, you wouldn't sell him for any price.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Too small. Too small.
Amen.
Not only did Judas not value much Jesus, he didn't value his own soul worth much.
Right.
Amen.
Because when he sold Jesus, he sold his soul.
Right.
Right.
He sold his soul for $19.20. Judas is the Esau of the Old Testament.
Amen.
Amen.
You remember Esau?
Yeah.
He said, I'll sell my birthright for a bowl of lentils, a bowl of beans. What good's it to me?
Man.
Right.
That's the way a lot of people feel about Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up all my weekends and all my fun. And all my self, I'm not giving all that up for him.
Right.
He's not worth that.
Bless him, Lord.
He's not worth that. Well, listen, when you give up Jesus, you also give up your own soul.
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
There's no way we can even value Jesus.
No.
Right.
But your soul, the Bible said, if you lose it.
Yeah.
He said, if you gave your soul for this world and everything in it, if somebody walked in here and they could do it, and they sat down and they wrote you a title deed to everything on planet Earth, every car, every house, every farm, every cattle, every gold, every silver, if they wrote you a check and your title deed says you now own it all, and I'll take your soul to pay for it, the Bible says that you would come up a loser.
Amen.
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 Because none of that stuff is eternal.
Right.
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 Amen.
Your soul is.
Amen.
Right. Judas, you know, there did come a time when Judas, I said that Judas is Esau of the Old Testament. And the Bible said that Esau came to a place and he sought a place of repentance, but he found none.
Yeah.
Right. Sought it bitterly.
You know, Judas was sorry for what he did.
Yeah.
He just wasn't sorry enough.
Amen.
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 I mean, he even as much as confessed, I betrayed thee innocent blood.
Yeah.
I don't want the money. Can I tell you this? That whatever the devil gives you or me,
amen,
for our testimony, our Christian life, our church, our Christian home, our children, whatever the devil gives us for them, he always takes it back.
Right.
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 Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did Judas get to keep the money? No. He didn't. He didn't get to keep it. Because the devil, you see, the devil is hard to bargain with.
Amen.
He's a good trader.
Used him.
Amen. Brother Tracy brought up an old dog trader we used to all go to and trade dogs. That was all coon hunting. Boy, it's hard to deal with. You have the best dog in the world. Go down there, and before you left, you thought your dog was worth shooting. And you'd leave with an old mutt that wouldn't do nothing, thinking you had a prize coonhound. Amen. See, that's where the devil is. He's a slick talker.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Devil's a slick talker. He'll make you think you're getting the real deal, boy. He'll make you think, young man or young lady, he'll make you think that you're getting something worth a lot more than what you had.
That's enough.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Yeah. It's hard to deal with.
Good preaching, Brother Rick.
What will you give me for him?
Hear the conclusion of the matter. Amen.
And then not only the sailor, the seller, and the son, but look in verse 5. Look, if you will, in Matthew 27, verse 5. Just one page over. Two pages over. In verse 3, the Bible says, then Judas, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, he repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I've sinned and I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou the head. And he cast it down, the pieces in the temple, told you didn't get to keep it.
Right.
And he departed and he went and he hanged himself.
Right.
Right.
What do you give me for it? The sailor, the son, and then the sadness. Judas was not at all happy with his deal with the devil.
Amen.
Please listen to me. Look up here. Listen with the ears God gave you. Have ears to hear this morning. The devil has no satisfied customers.
Right.
No, not one.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You say, oh, Brother Rick, I'm happy with the life I'm living in, seeing I'm happy not having Jesus. The deal ain't done yet.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's,
right.
That's it.
That's right. Good preaching. He's sad.
Yeah.
Really sad.
Amen.
Suicidal sad.
Bunch of it going on today.
And I want you to know, my friend, that he is sad about what he sold.
Right.
Amen.
I know that there's people in this room this morning that have sold something. And said, boy, I wish I had that back. I wish I'd never let that go.
Amen. Right.
Listen.
But you can't get it back.
Right.
Amen.
That's the way with Judas. He sold the innocent blood in his own words. He sold his own soul.
Yeah. Amen.
And some things, brother, when you sell it, it's a done deal. You just can't get it back.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you go into hell,
yeah,
and that door closes,
oh man,
done deal.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it,
man.
Done deal.
Tiny regret.
You're leaving just like that Jeep car salesman. You're leaving in that rattle trap, and he's laughing all the way. You're going down the road.
Yeah. Amen.
That's where the devil is.
That's right.
He'll laugh at you all the way to hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's sad, Brother Eddie, about what he sold.
Amen.
And it's sad what's said about him. You say what's said about him? Matthew 26.
Yeah.
the verse 24, Jesus said, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him." Yeah. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Oh. It had been good for that man if he had not been born.
Right. Amen.
He said he would have been better off if he would have never been born.
Amen.
Can I tell you that will be true?
Yeah.
Of every person that dies lost.
Right.
Amen.
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 That's right. That's right.
Every person that dies lost.
Yeah.
No matter what you may have accomplished in this life.
Amen.
No matter what you may have enjoyed in this life.
Amen.
No matter how much money you made in this life. How much good you influenced people for. I want you to know, if you die lost and go to hell, that would have been better if you had never been born.
Amen.
Amen.
Good preaching, brother. Good preaching.
Good preaching.
If you're not born again,
listen,
it would be better that you never was born at all.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
And then here's the thing. We talk about the sadness. He's sad about what he sold. He's sad about what is said of this man. But it's sad how many follow suit.
Right. Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Judas wasn't the last betrayer. He was just one of the first.
Right. Amen.
Been a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their name wasn't Judas.
Right.
Amen.
35 years of preaching, I can name you a list 25 people alone. They don't have names like Judas. They have names like John or Sue or Tommy or something like that. You say, what did they do? They sold out Jesus for the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demas did.
Amen.
Having loved this present world.
Oh,
yeah.
He forsook Paul. Jesus said, beware the false prophets. You see,
yeah.
Judas was a counterfeit.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know how to tell a counterfeit? Here's something you don't see too often. A Baptist preacher with $100 bill.
Bless you, Lord.
Folks are looking at that. I'm scared, man. I went in the store the other day. I had another one, and I bought something. I handed it to the lady, and she went like that. I said, yeah, I couldn't believe I had one either, lady.
Amen.
You know how you know how they tell a counterfeit?
Yeah.
They hold it up to the light.
Yeah.
Right.
You watch them. They hold it up to the light. You know how you tell a counterfeit preacher, a counterfeit Christian? You know how you tell them? You hold them up to the light.
Amen.
Right.
In the book.
Read the scripture.
Yeah.
Hold them in the book.
Amen.
Jesus said, enter ye in at straight gate.
Right.
For so broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat.
Yeah.
For it says, straight is the gate, and there is the way that leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
For they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
In verse 21 of that chapter, Jesus said, many will say
that
day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? And he would reply, depart from me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. He said, I want you to know, listen, brother, there's all kinds of Judases. He was just the black sheep that started leading all the other sheep into the slaughter.
Amen.
Amen.
I bless you, brother.
What will you give me?
Him. Yeah.
I'll take 30 pieces of silver. Deal. Deal. What are you taking for him this morning? What what's the world giving you to keep you out there from coming to Him in here?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, did you ever go to buy something? You thought you wanted it. What did I do that $100 You thought you wanted it, but you wasn't quite sure. Brother Stacy, you walked away. You thought about it, maybe prayed about it. You woke up during the night thinking about it. And you say, yeah, I think I'll do it. And you go back over there and you say, yes, sir, I want to buy that I was looking at yesterday. And he said, it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gone.
This week?
It's gone. Might be that way with the Lord.
Yeah.
Door's
open right now.
So I think I want Him this morning. I'm just not sure about it. I want to think about it a little longer.
Yeah. Wait too late.
But when you come back, maybe gone.
Yeah, maybe.
Amen.
Lord, I thank You this morning for Calvary. Thank You for the cross. Thank You for all the words and things You have endured for us, Lord. Lord, that may that my text this morning may just be burned into the spirit and soul and heart of every person here that's of age. What will You give me for Him?
Lord, for such a time.
And I pray this morning, Lord, that those that have Him would realize how precious He is. And they might look back and even think about times that the devil has put some pretty woman or maybe some job that they didn't need. Maybe some action that they're about to commit in front of them. And say, would you take this for your Christian life? Would you take this for your testimony? And I pray the Lord that through this sermon that they'll see that whenever you deal with the devil, you walk away an unsatisfied customer. God, I pray this morning if there's lost here today, I pray that the Holy Spirit has dealt with their heart. They would come today and say, I'm going to take Him just like He is, and I won't take nothing for Him ever. I pray in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen, amen. Let's stand if you would, please.
Lord, you know the hearts.
Please find God today. Maybe somebody's been in a mighty decision. You almost sold Him out. God sent a message this morning.
What on that?
Would you come this morning? Would you find the Lord this morning? Someone here today, you say, Brother Rick, I'm not saved. I've never believed the gospel. I've never asked the Lord to forgive me my sins. Never received Him into my heart. And I know that if I die today, if I die before the sun goes down tonight, I know that I'll be like Judas. I'll go to that place. Not the place Jesus prepared, but the place prepared for the devil and his angels. And I don't want to go there. I need prayer. Would you lift your hand this morning? Say, preacher, pray for me today. I'm lost. Lord, pray for me. We won't embarrass you. We won't call your name out or come back to you and drag you to the altar. But I'll pray for you. If God will see your hand, it won't save you. But it's a start in the right direction. I wonder if there's someone this morning that just raised their hand and say, preacher, pray for me. Pray for me. I'm lost today. I do not know the Lord. Pray for me. Is there one today while the Lord looks on? You care enough about him and enough about your soul to raise your hand. Do you value your soul? Or like, are you like Judas? You put no value on the soul of man. Oh, my friend, don't sell your soul. You'll be like Judas. You'll regret what you've done. You'll be like Esau. You'll one day want to get it back. But it'll be too late. Is there one this morning? Slip their hand up today. I believe that God's spoken. God's visited us. Is there one today? Lift their hand up. Pray for me. Pray for me. God bless that hand. God sees it. Lord sees it. Is there another one this morning? Pray for me. Pray for me. What will you give me for him? Oh, you don't want to sell him, my friend. Is there another one this morning? Maybe some folks here today that not right with the Lord. Been bargaining with the devil and has come out a loser. I wonder, Jesus, is there Abraham? He'll come back after you and help you get back what you've lost, like he did his nephew Lot. He'll restore back what the devil's taken away. I wonder if there's one like that here today. Lift their hand and say, pray for me, preacher. I've let the devil beat me out of plenty. I've let the devil trade me out of a lot. There's one like that here this morning. Lord, you saw the hands, you know the hearts, and I pray you'd be able to move the feet. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I'll meet you anywhere. The Lord loves you, and he's not willing that any perish today.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, brother.
Amen. All right, we're going to ask Brother Stacy if he would dismiss us with a word of prayer today.
Father, we're thankful, Lord, today to be in the audience of the gospel. Lord,
yes.
Father,
yes.
Be in the audience of thy precious word. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity today, Lord, to hear from heaven again today, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for this message you put on my pastor's heart.
Yes, sir.
I ask, Lord, today, Father, these people that are here, God,
keep
that
they
please not sell out the darling Son of God. He's the most prized, most precious, valued thing, Lord, that this world has ever seen.
Yes.
And I pray, God, today, Lord, that folks will not sell him out. I ask, Lord, today, Father, you continue to deal with people. Continue, Father, to help them ponder on this message.
Yes,
Lord. What would you give me, Lord? I pray, God, every time they hear that phrase, they'll think of this message. And the Holy
Bless
Spirit
you,
to bring to their remembrance, Lord,
yes.
of what they're actually taking for your darling son. Help God, I pray, Father, throughout the remainder of this day, folks to think and ponder on the message as your will, Father, in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
When you can hear the family, you can hear the
Lord.